Human? Human. Human. Good morning, sunshine. How are you feeling? Oh, no, don't try to move so much. Shh. We're safe, not to worry. We're not far from the caravan, but we've managed to escape into the forest. The trees tell me our pursuers have given up hunting for us, at least for now. So, please, do try to rest a little longer. It's not yet daybreak. You must have run yourself to exhaustion. The way you nearly passed out the minute we left our pursuers behind. You slept so soundly. I fear you've not had a restful night in a long time. Was that your stomach just now? Humans are so fascinating. Oh, don't be embarrassed. You're adorable. You must be famished after a night spent on the run. Fret not, the forest will provide. Here, in my hands. Watch. I can grow most any fruit you like. Medicinal herbs and other useful plants as well. Go on, have a taste. What do you think? It's good, isn't it? No, it doesn't take much effort for me. In fact, it feels so good to grow on my own terms again. To be able to be amongst the moss and the trees, to feel the earth beneath my feet. Do you have any idea what you've done for me? I'd almost forgotten what it was like to be more than just a spectacle for the humans visiting the menagerie. I spent so long in that cage, praying to Mother Nature for a savior. And then, there you were. This poor cleaning boy, barely earning your keep with what little scraps they left for you. Though not behind bars, I could see you were no more free than I was. But you had this warmth about you. This smile as bright as the sun. From the minute we locked eyes, I felt seen. Not as a dangerous wood nymph or some sideshow, but as a person, as me. And then when you started sneaking in and talking to me in the late hours, passing me the occasional handful of fresh soil or a pouch of spring water, your presence was a great comfort. And for the first time in a long time since being imprisoned, I started to feel hope. I couldn't believe my eyes last night when you pulled that key from your pocket and unlocked my cage. And then when you simply smiled, that sweet, innocent smile, standing there gesturing for me to leave. You foolish boy. How could I have simply left my prison with you still in yours? A sweet flower like you would never bloom in the darkness of that place. So I will always cherish the moment that I grabbed you by the hand and you took your first uncertain step towards the woods with me. The trust you placed in me in that moment, I'll never take that for granted. That's why I made a promise to myself. From now on, I will watch over you, just as you did for me. I know you have nowhere to go, so why not stay by my side? I'll take care of you. You've had to fend for yourself your whole life. But that ends today. You can live simply as you are, with me. We'll answer to no ringmaster. Live how we choose. I know it's a lot, but what do you think? Do you think you could learn to enjoy a life like that? Of course. You need time to process everything. Don't worry for even a moment. We have plenty of time. Is there anything you need right now? Anything at all that I can provide? if you're thirsty, of course. Here. I've collected some water in this pitcher plant. Drink and replenish your fluids. That's it. Not too fast. Drink slowly. There's a good boy. Sweet. Yes, I suppose it's more accurate to describe it more as nectar than pure water. It has a special property which will help you to recover your stamina.
Shh, 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 shh.
Dawn is not yet here. There's no hurry to go anywhere. Simply lay back in the canopy with me. Here, I'll cover us in the foliage. There. Cozy? You're looking a bit flustered, Sunshine. I suppose this is the closest we've been to one another. Though, I'm afraid I'll need to keep you quite close to me in order to fully cover us both in this leaf shroud. Or maybe there's another reason for your flustered expression. Are you feeling it yet? The effects of the nectar you drank? Ah, yes. I see you're lightly panting. It's rather potent, isn't it? Shh. It's all right. Don't be scared, Sunshine. It will all be okay. It can be a lot the first time you sip, but soon your body will acclimate to my nectar and accept it no differently than fresh water. Human, look at me, human. You can trust me. I won't let anything bad happen to you. So just take some deep breaths. That's it. Deep breaths. Did you know the breath that you exhale is the air that plants and nymphs like me inhale, and vice versa? It's as if you and I were made for each other. I want to show you all the ways that I can take care of you, Sunshine. All the ways I can provide for you. So here, I'm going to gently tilt your head back and bring my nectar back up to your lips. Oh, don't fight me. I promise the more you drink, the quicker your body will get used to its effects, and it will feel less scary. Now, be a good boy for me, and drink. Keep swallowing. Good boy. I won't stop tilting your head back until you swallow it all. That's it. All of it. Good boy. See? That wasn't so bad, was it? You know, the ringmaster would sell this nectar to wealthy buyers seeking to woo their lovers. But for you, I give it freely. What's the matter, sweetness? Do you feel woozy? But the panicking from earlier has stopped, so are you maybe feeling a bit more relaxed now? A bit more cooperative? Good boy. Now, you're going to start feeling very hot in a moment. So, allow me to help you. Oh, no fussing. I told you I'd be taking care of you, and we can't have you passing out from heat exhaustion. Won't it feel nice to be free from the rags that our captors passed off as comfortable clothes? Besides, do you see a scrap of fabric on my body? Just layers of leaves and flowers. Though, if it would make you feel more comfortable, I could join you and remove them. No. You're such a silly boy. No matter. I can see you're not resisting. Does that mean you'll let me take care of you the way that you need? You will. Oh, I knew you were a good boy. That didn't take as much convincing as I thought it would. There we are. See? Isn't that much better? Just as Mother Nature intended. Here, let me hold you. Oh, your skin is so soft. And you're so warm. Like a ray of sunshine in my arms. I just want to nurture you and care for you and see how you bloom. Do you think that you can be a good boy for me? What a cutie. All dazed and incoherent. Nod your head for me. Good boy. There's my sunshine. I promise I'll be so gentle with you. It won't be like the others. I've learned how to properly take care of sweet flowers like you. Oh, the others. Well, I'm afraid that some of the stories they told about me were true. Luring humans into the woods. Humans who would never again return. But please don't think poorly of me. Those humans came to my domain of their own free will. They couldn't help but follow the scent of my pheromones. I never forced any of them to stay, but one by one, they simply found their way to me and never spared a thought about returning home. I admit I always appreciated the company. Humans are always delightfully good fun. But too many went missing. It drew too much attention. That's when they came for me and threw me into that cage. But never again. Don't you see? I don't need anybody but you. We'll retreat deep, deep into the woods, beyond the reach of man. And we can stay there, safe, together, for the rest of our days. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Poor flower. Hardly able to string a sentence together in that state. I suppose different humans react differently to my nectar. No, don't panic. The effects will subside, I promise. I'll take such good care of you until then. Let me distract you while you try to relax. Shh. Don't think about the menagerie. Don't think about my nectar. Just focus on being here with me and feeling good. Do you like when my vines stroke your skin? I can feel what they feel, you know. Every bump on your skin, every inch of your warmth. So precious. Just relax for me. There we go. What a good boy. And you're doing so well with your breathing. I can feel you sinking into me. You're letting your mind rest and your body take over. That's good. That's very good. Don't think. Just be here with me. Good boy. Are you feeling more comfortable? Nod your head for me, sunshine. Good boy. Your brow is unknitting. And your shoulders look less tense already. Oh. You stiffened somewhere else, though. How cute. Oh, shh, not to worry. I'll take care of that, too. Don't think. Don't speak. Just feel. Feel how my vines gently coil around you. Sliding down your body. Stay relaxed for me, flower. I only want to caress your soft petals. I just want you to focus on feeling good while my vines stroke you. That's it. That's my sweet flower. Do you feel how my soft, fleshy vines caress your balls? Lightly stroking your cock? I know all sorts of ways to make good boys feel good. So don't you want to be a good boy for me? Stay relaxed and let me stroke you and get you ready. That's for later, sunshine. Don't you worry about that. Just close those pretty eyes and lay back against me. Do you feel me pumping and pumping your cock? It's so hard. My nectar can have that effect, heightening arousal even more than normal. And you're being so good for me. Eyes closed, body relaxed against me, cock throbbing at my touch. You deserve to feel good. Let me take you to a world of blissful pleasure. I want to show you the happiness you can experience by staying by my side. There's just one thing I need from you, sunshine. I need you to let go for me. Can you do that? Nod for me, flower. Good boy. So compliant for me now that I'm making you feel good. Will you let me try something new? Here, look. You see this flower of mine? Look at the way it's shaped. Like a soft, moldable cup. Perfect for fitting your aching cock inside. See the way its lovely petals spread open slightly? It's soft and fleshy and dripping with nectar. Imagine how good it would feel wrapped around your cock. Shh, I know. It's a little scary to think about the way more nectar will make you feel. But I promise, you'll become absolutely addicted to the sensation. No getting away. My vines have you wrapped tightly. If you're going to struggle, sunshine, perhaps we'll have to try a different approach. I'm going to bring the flower up to your face and gently press it against you. That's it. There's a good boy. Don't fight it. The petals are just going to gently hug your face to keep it in place. Breathe. Just breathe. Breathe in the scent of the pheromones. Let them take away your worries, your fears, even your thoughts, and leave you empty, with nothing but tranquility and pleasure. That's a good boy. Deep breath. Now then, while you're focusing on breathing me in, I'll take this other flower and bring it down to your aching cock. Look at you. So much more docile now that I have you focused on breathing in my scent. Humans are so silly. Squirming and whimpering one moment, then dazed and eager the next. Now, just keep breathing while I slide your cock into this soft, wet opening. Do you feel that? The way it's squeezing and lightly sucking around your cock? I have an empathetic connection to most plants. I can feel the sensation of your cock penetrating me every time I slide it in and out of these petals. It feels so good, sunshine. I can feel your hips starting to buck. Your body is giving in to me. Giving in to the pleasure. Good boy. And don't forget to breathe. Deep breaths. Sweet breaths. Let your mind drift into the bliss and your body take over. Oh, Don't think. Don't struggle. Just feel. That's all you need to do, sunshine. Oh, just feel good with me. Oh, let me take care of the rest. Oh, my sweet boy, my precious flower. I need you. I need you to release yourself. Your delicious human seed. Shoot it all deep, deep into me. Oh, it's the most delicious nutrients. Oh, look at your sweet expression. So blissed out of your mind. Oh, you can't help but completely succumb to my nectar. Don't worry, sunshine. I won't let you become like the others. I'll make sure to take better care of you this time. I'll water you and nurture you and make sure you bloom for me. I'll make sure our life together is a happy one. Oh, you just have to trust me. I'll take my hand. Oh, just like before. Good boy. Hold my hands. I'm right here. I'm right here with you. Shh, 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 shh. That's it, flower. Are you close? Oh, you're about to release your pollen. Oh, please. Oh, give it to me. Oh, fertilize me. Oh, shoot it all out. Oh, shoot. 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 Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, my sweet sunshine, my lovely flower, my precious human. Come here. I'll hold you even tighter to me. That's it. Wrap your arms around me. Oh, so weak and exhausted. Your arms are limply clinging to me. Poor thing. Perhaps that was a bit intense for your first time. I'll make sure next time to let you regain more stamina before we go again. Oh, shh, shh, shh. Don't try to speak. The sun will rise soon. And I'll have the energy I need to take us back home. You won't need to worry about a thing. Just lay here in this nest of leaves with me. Close those heavy eyes and drift off. When you awaken, I'll be right here next to you. And we'll finally be home.